This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
W1.
Scott Downing, Jesus, Clare, Newnham, Emma, Pembroke Keys, Bat Christ, LMVC Queen, St. Cat, Hooker, and Peterhouse, Selwyn, Magdalen, and Churchill. Boats to watch out for. Clare, who start in third, they will be looking to bump Jesus, and then if all goes to plan for them, they will bump Downing tomorrow for their blades. Pembroke Christ, St. Cat are going up. Trinity Hall have gone out. Super. They are also going up. They've gone up two so far. This is exciting. This is we're getting towards the end of the day now. Only the men's first division to go, but these are the top women's crews in Cambridge, and we expect lots of good rowing and exciting bumps to come up.
I've just heard the start cannon go off, so the crew should be coming round the corner very, very soon. I'm at first post. I think Downing will be coming. Downing W1. Who, of course, are the crew at the top of the women's division, will be coming around the corner very shortly. They'll be chased by Jesus, who, having got very close in previous days, will actually be wanting to challenge for the headship. And Downing women's crew is not actually doing very well this month, so maybe say something about the depth of their squad, if not about their first vote. Now, I can see Downing coming around the corner now, going actually quite wide, given how long this corner is. Usually, cocks tend to like stick quite close to the bank. That's not been the case for this Downing crew. That might actually put them at a bit of a disadvantage with W1 going very hot on their tail. Still on station, I think. Not necessarily moved up on them, but actually behind Claire W1, whose coach has asked me to say that he loves Cam FM very much, has been listening all week. Also had a shout out from the Three Musketeers for Cam FM. For Claire W1 at Cam FM, and also, and in fact, they've taken a very tight line around first post, and that's made them actually gain up to a length on Jesus W1, and they may be able to capitalise on that. They've pulled away massively from Newnham W1 behind them. There's over two lengths between those boats. I don't think Newnham will be getting anywhere near that Claire boat. Emma W1 behind, Emmanuel W1 behind Newnham, on station perhaps just off. Maybe Newnham have possibly pulled away very slightly. In fact, I think a bump has already happened as Pembroke W1 and Keys W1 are not coming around the corner. I think, in fact, that bump has happened on first post corner. I'll confirm that in a bit. Pete, what can you see at Grassy?
Okay, so the first boats are just passing me on Grassy Corner. I've had to step away from the bank. The noise of the crowd is so loud, and we've had Downing W1 and Jesus W1 passing in close succession. Jesus probably down to about three quarters of a length. Claire, somewhat surprisingly, are struggling a little bit. I don't know whether they've been caught in this crosswind that suddenly picked up on Grassy Corner, but they're probably about two lengths behind Jesus W1. It's more likely that Jesus is going to take on that start. One of the marshals is just beckoning everyone to get off the towpath because the whole deluge of bikes coming down now. The Newnham passing me now, probably about 3-4 lengths behind Slack, so not much danger there. But following them quickly, Emmanuel Warner is off the chute of Newnham W1. Watch out for a bump as we go down the fire reach. But we'll go back to Warner for a second. Can you say anything that happened at the bottom of this division? I wonder if we've also lost Gemma. I'll give you a quick update as to what's going on here. So going past me right now is really difficult to see. That was the first W1 being closed down by Christ. So that's probably down to, I think, about a length. So Christ doing well there. They have the two bumps.
Gemma.
In the first, been bumped twice in 2 days. Let's throw over to Gemma at Ditton Corner.
Yeah, it's just at Ditton Corner. A bump has happened right in front of me. I can confirm that Emma have bumped up on Newnham. They're all just coming in right now. Emma are having crossed the river. But behind them, that bump between Keith and Pembroke has meant that there's a lot of clear water, and they are perfectly able to clear. However, earlier, you put a lot of pressure on Downing. Can you see that on the reef?
Yeah, I'm Daniel. I'm down here at the upper bit of the long reach.
coming into view right now. Downing W1, Downing looking very, very strong. As Pete was predicting slightly earlier on, Jesus are catching up on Downing. But rather surprisingly, given what Pete was saying earlier, Claire also catching up now on Jesus W1. And as the deluge of bike that Pete saw earlier passes me now on the other side of the long reach, Jesus W1 are beginning to look rather tired, although there is... they are working very, very hard. And they are closing the gap on Downing W1. Although Downing W1, as you might expect from the river, are being looking very, very strong. Passing me now, Claire W1. They're looking okay, but they've still got a gap of about two or three boat lengths between them and Jesus W1 in front. And then this massive gap of clear water, given that Emma W1 have bumped up on Noonan W1, as Gemma was saying earlier on. Although it does look as if Jesus W1 are gaining on Downing W1 all the time. Andy, you're further down the long reach. Can you see Downing and Jesus come into view?
Thanks, Daniel. I can see them just now. It looks like it's going to be very, very close. Let's quickly go back to Gemma at Ditton to see if there are any bumps lower down the division, and then we'll come back and I can tell you a bit more what's happening in that battle.
Thank you. There's just been a concession. Gurn has just been bumped by Peterhouse. I'll just throw it back to Mona quickly. What's going on at first post?
So I can actually confirm that Keys W1 did in fact bump Pembroke W1. The Pembroke coach absolutely livid with his crew, talking animatedly about how their start was absolutely amazing, and they were miles away at the end of the start, but they just didn't manage to find their rhythm. They didn't find a flow that would keep them away from Keys, and Keys W1 able to pull up on them and get the bump. Back to you, Gemma. What's going on in the reach?
Well, I'm at Ditton Corner, and Selwyn are just rowing past. I'm just having to move out of the way as Peterhouse start pulling in after their bump. And now I can just see Maudlin and Churchill behind them appear to be on station. They don't look like they're going to bump right now. What's happening up on Long Reach?
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. I'm down here at the upper stretch of the Long Reach. LNBC are gaining on Christ. In fact, there's a massive overlap between LNBC and Christ right now. I'm expecting a bump anytime soon. In front of Christ, the first and third looking rather comfortable. They're really going for it, although they've got a massive stretch of water in front of them. So maybe efforts are in vain there. That gap between LNBC and Christ closing, but there hasn't been a bump yet. And behind the LNBC, Queen, they're taking it very, very wide. Doesn't look like they're really interested in bumping at all. Yes, Andy?
Half a length between Downing and Jesus, half between Jesus and Claire. JFK said we go to the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And that is what Jesus need to do now if they want to get this bump. They need to build their spaceship and get to the moon. That is the size, the magnitude of the challenge faced against. I think Downing are going to hold on. I think Jesus are probably also going to hold on. And so there will be three rowers of gold. But it's so, so close as they come into about the final 20 strokes now. They've gone well beneath the railway bridge now. Daniel, we'll go back to you at the top of the long reach.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Selwyn W1 passing me now. Looking rather strong. But at the bottom of the division, we've got a massive overlap now. Churchill W1 closing in on Maudlin. Maudlin are trying really hard. The cops is shouting absolutely crazy. And there's a massive support down here for Churchill, who the sandwich boat in this race have already been out this afternoon, of course. And they're closing the gap on Maudlin W1 now. This has got to be a bump further down the long reach. Absolutely got to be. Gemma, is there anything more that you can tell us about what's going on or what went on at Ditton Corner?
Well, there's a lot of boats pulled in and there are a lot of people celebrating. Right now, people are just starting to row back, so I can just see Pembroke starting to row back from round Ditton Corner. But here I have Emma pulled in and I also have Peterhouse pulled in, both of them very successful after their bump. So is there anything going on with Maudlin and Churchill? Has there been a bump yet?
Yeah, Andy, maybe you can see further down the long reach. I'm running down the long reach now. The gap between Churchill and Maudlin was closing by the minute. It looks as if the two boats are just pulling in now. It looks very much like there's been a bump. So I'm going to call it. It looks like Churchill have bumped to Maudlin. Churchill appeared to have bumped to Maudlin at the bottom of the division. Andy, are you any closer to the two boats as I try and run down the long reach?
Daniel, Claire bumped Jesus on the line. It was 2 metres before the line. Claire bumped Jesus. Downing just managed to hold out at the top of the division. They rode over, and that was a matter of inches for Jesus bumping down before. But Jesus got caught by Claire on the line. So to confirm, Downing rode over at the top. Jesus were bumped by Claire literally on the line. So that's going to be interesting to see if Claire can catch Downing tomorrow. In front of me, I can just see Queen's pulled in. And I'm just going to try and work out what's happened there. So we have another bump. I can see Queen's and Cat's pulled in. I'll confirm that exactly what's happened as soon as possible. For now, Daniel, let's go back to you quickly.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I'm further up the long reach. I'm racing down the long reach now to see if we can quickly grab Churchill, who, of course, bumped on Maudlin. Yes, Pete.
Okay, I'm surrounded by about 25 ecstatic Claire fans who, for the last 2 minutes, have been all around me, constantly checking front of me. We're going to try and get a bit of a quick interview. So, hello, you were the person who was listening. Hello, we've got somebody. What's your name?
I'm Jeff.
You must be ecstatic about the result just then.
I'm absolutely ecstatic. I rode with Claire W1 for many years. I couldn't this year because of my medical finals. So I'm absolutely ecstatic for those girls. They've worked so hard for this.
And they know how to do it in style right on the last few strokes from what we were hearing down from the long week.
Not good for our supporters' blood pressure, but they can do it when they need to. So fingers crossed for tomorrow.
Well, thanks a lot. We'll pass back to Daniel for some last thoughts.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. I'm down here. Churchill, bumped on Maudlin, of course. I'm going to see if I can get a quick interview with the captain. She doesn't make you want to. Let's see if I can get a quick interview here. Congratulations. Twice in one day bumped. How are you feeling right now?
Amazing. The best feeling ever.
How confident are you feeling about tomorrow?
We're going to smash them.
Absolutely. Any particular tactic coming down this afternoon?
Everything we've got.
Everything they've got. I think that must be the rowing tip of the week. Everything you've got. Andy, what's going on further down the long reach?
Thank you very much. I'm just sitting. I'm actually beyond the finish line for the bottom nine boats in the division. And I can give a Queens and Cats and Tithill, they all rowed over. But in front of that, LMBC caught Bryce. The LMBC caught Bryce. So I'm just going to run down what we believe has happened in the division. So Downing rode over at the top by the skin of their teeth. They were just about to be caught by Jesus. Jesus gained very gradually on them throughout the whole reach. However, Jesus got caught themselves less than 5 metres from the line by Claire. So Downing rode over, Jesus bumped by Claire, Noonan bumped by Emma, Pembroke bumped by Keys, first and third rode over, Bryce bumped by Maggie, Queen's Cat and Tithill all rode over, Girton bumped by Keith Powell, Selwyn rode over, and then at the bottom of the division, Maudlin bumped by Churchill. So there we go. Lots and lots of bumps in the women's first division, and some fantastic tussles have been set up for the final day of racing tomorrow.
May bumps.
Cam FM. Results.
Thanks very much, Tim. The results for the women's first division, exactly as we called them at the time. So Downing rowing over at the top of the division. Jesus caught on the line by Claire. That was a fantastic bump. That was Noonan caught by Emma. Pembroke were caught by Keys. Bat rode over. Christ were caught by LMBC. Queens, Cats and Tithill all rode over. Girton were bumped by Peterhouse. Selwyn rode over. And at the bottom, Maudlin were bumped by Churchill. In terms of blades and spoons for tomorrow, Claire, they are on for blades if they can just manage to bump Downing tomorrow, and they will get the head chip if they do get that bump. Pembroke are on for spoons. Christ are on for spoons. LMBC are on for blades. And Peterhouse are also on for blades. So that is all the action from the women's first division.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.